Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Leon. Thank you so much for tuning in to Most Today. Today's episode is titled, Mosquitoes Bit My Dog. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. Forget about mosquito-borne diseases, remember that your dog can also be bitten by mosquitoes. Your fur can cover the area, which can make it much harder for mosquitoes to bite you. You can fight mosquitoes by keeping them away and protecting them from bites, but it's not that simple. These small insects can be deadly to humans, but they can also be deadly to your beloved pets, especially young animals and children that you pet who have an evolving nervous system. If you are poisonous to these bugs, you are poisonous to your dog, and it can affect your brain and nervous system and be deadly to humans. It is crazy to think that these pills do not harm your dog's, but they turn his blood into a neurotoxic soup, and it is fatal to him. The best way to protect your dog from mosquito nets is to protect it from a bite, but mosquitoes have become resistant to these medications, and many dogs without prevention still get heartworms. There are natural sprays and solutions that help protect against mosquito bites, which is much healthier for the dog. Terminix R has a durable mosquito solution that can protect your garden for up to a week. With a solution plan like this, you can help protect pets and backyard events from these blood-sucking pests. Both humans and pets benefit from reducing the presence of mosquitoes in the environment, and if your dog spends most of its time indoors, mosquitoes will invade your home more often. Consider using a mosquito repellent such as the Mosquito Control System (MCS) or mosquito spray to reduce mosquito populations in your home. Avoid standing water around your house and garden as this is a great breeding environment for mosquitoes. You also need to know that mosquitoes are not only annoying, but can also transmit diseases such as heartworms to your dog. While heartworm disease cannot be transmitted directly from one animal to another, it can be a bite from an infected mosquito for your dogs to get heartworms. Just as in humans, mosquito bites are unpleasant and can infect the pet with dangerous diseases. While the bite is irritating to humans, it is irresistible to dogs, so it may also be itchy for your dog. For short, coated dogs, skin inflammation can give the appearance of an increased coat stain. In addition, Advantix's easy-to-use spot treatment protects your dog from fleas and ticks, including the deadly Australian paralysis tick, as well as flying insects. The repellent comes in spray form and must be applied to the dog before a trip and applied again after a few hours. More practical options include selective treatments for dogs to kill mosquitoes responsible for transmitting heartworms. Not only are mosquitoes a nuisance, transmitting diseases like Zika and West Nile to humans, they can also infect cats and dogs with the potentially deadly parasite heartworm. Since only an infected mosquito bites a pet to cause a debilitating heartworm infection, take the following steps to protect your pet. Even indoors, only pets can be at risk of heartworm infections if mosquitoes make their way into the house. While preventive measures can reduce your dog's exposure to mosquitoes, it is almost impossible to completely prevent mosquito bites. Once an infected mosquito bite hits your pet, there is only one thing that can prevent the bite from transmitting heartworms, and hopefully your pets will have the same protection as you from Zika, West Nile and Zika virus. For this reason, the regular administration of heartworm medications to your dog is vital for its health and safety. Ask your veterinarian for the recommended treatment to protect your pet from potentially dangerous bites. Therefore, take your pet for a walk and leave it in the fresh air. As there are many more mosquitoes that bite dogs and cats, make sure your pet has some form of mosquito repellent so that at least some mosquitoes can be repelled, and you may even see a decrease in the number of mosquitoes in your garden. By removing spots where mosquitoes can hide, you can also make the garden less conducive to insects. It is also a good example of how to keep your garden clean and cut grass, protect it from various insects, minimize the number of mosquitoes in outdoor spaces, and help your pets avoid mosquito bites. If you are in a mosquito zone, I definitely recommend giving your dog a tablet of heartworm, but you might want a door screen that won't let mosquitoes through and treats the area with dog safe chemicals for a few days. This does not fall into the category of preventing mosquito bites, but in combination with shampooing your dogs with mosquitoes, repellent chemicals reduce the chance of a bite. This is all for today, guys. My name is Leon and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Mos and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.